I said, we're still looking forward at this point. We're not going to, you know, start talking about, you know, how the season has went because it's not over yet. You know what I mean? But there's definitely things missing. You know what I mean? And we have one more week to get it corrected. That's the good part.
The last time that the defense had a season like this, there was a change in defensive coordinator, and we got the feeling that there wasn't a lot of support for the defensive coordinator at the time.
Oh, at the time?
At the time. But, I mean, is it a different feeling now? I mean, you believe in Perry, his system? And
we won a Super Bowl in his system. I mean, I think that's the main thing. I mean, we had the same signal caller that we did last year. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, when you things are out of your control, there's no sense in worrying about that while you're still going through the thick of it. You know, I mean, you can have your opinions or whatnot, but I prefer people to save those until the end of the season. Right now, we're still in the middle of the fight.
Do you guys take it on yourselves to not execute calls rather than, you know, worry about the positions that you were put in?
Absolutely. When you're on the field. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. We hold ourselves accountable, and the coaches hold themselves accountable as well. But when you're on the field and a call is made, it's our job to, you know, play our best to make sure that we execute that. And if we have to go outside the X's and O's, then we do that. We've done that before. You know, and that's part of football. Everybody does that. That's not unique to us. You can't, if you're out there on the field complaining about the call, I mean, your head's already so far away from the objective that you don't have a chance. So for us, it's all about lining up, getting a call, understanding what we're supposed to be doing, and then executing to the best of our ability. That's the only thing in our control.
I understand that you have to play your game against Philly, but, you know, the Detroit-Chicago game was simultaneous starts. Sometimes teams have decided not to put up scores simultaneously that would affect their fate. Would you want the Giants not to put up that score? If they do, would you pay attention to it? Would it matter?
I'm usually in tune with the game, so I don't really pay attention that much to other scores unless, you know, it's the end of the game and we already have it, you know, won decisively. But I think for the position that we're in for this team, that shouldn't matter whether they put the scores up or not. We have so much more to play for. Just, you know, like you said, pride is a big thing around here. So no matter how the scenarios work out, we have to go out there and play 100% because that's what we have to do.